Hello, hello, hello. This is your host Sahar Andrade for Reinvent Yourself to Greatness. After last week's episode, when we discussed what does it mean to reinvent yourself, I had a lot of phone calls and actually a few emails that asked me, okay, now I know what does it mean, what should I do, or how can I do it, or what do you want me to do? So I decided that for this episode, based on your suggestions and your questions, that I'm going to be talking about how to actually reinvent yourself. So this is what I believe in, as any transformation or any change that you need to do, either to solve an issue or a problem, find a remedy, either financial, personal, health, career, love, you need to dig into the roots of the problem, not the symptoms. Most of the people have that way of treating the symptoms, like when you get a headache and you just take an Advil for it without really thinking where that headache is coming from. So you keep taking Advil and then it goes away, and 2 days it becomes more, and maybe in 3 days it becomes a migraine because you never checked what the root of the problem is. That's the same thing. You need to dig into the real root and not only treat the symptoms so they won't come back sooner or later with a vengeance. The root of getting stuck is actually for a few reasons. The first main reason is that you're living in the past and you're letting your experiences and your life before and whatever your background, whatever you went through before, define who you are today. Your past is not who you are today, is not your identity, is not who you are. But you let it condition your mind and it gives you a lot of limitation and takes over your life. Number two, keep looking only at the future. In Egypt, we say, if you keep looking straight forward, you will miss the pothole right in front of your feet. I know. We have a lot of sayings. My husband always tells me that we have a lot of time in our hands. That's why we have so many sayings. But anyhow, if you only look at the future, always being worried, anxious, even fearful of what the future holds, you will miss the beauty of the moment that you're living today. Number three, not living in the present. Your awareness leaves the present moment, the present time or moment, and it starts wanders around in catastrophes, the past, making it a benchmark for your present and your future events. So you start always worrying about the future. It's a little bit different than just looking at the future. So to start getting unstuck, you need to start living in the present or in the moment to release the anxiety, frustration, and blockage. The present moment never stops. It's where life is. It's happening right now, where you make the choices that matter. With your attention, you're distracted. You can't think or bring new solutions to the surface if you keep your attention on the past. When you feel drawn to the past or to the future, pulled to the future, you need to push the reset button. You know how we have laptops and computers and you just hit the reset button? That's what you need to do. Just sit quiet for a minute, close your eyes, and start being aware of your breathing. And that should bring you back to the present. The present is a gift that you need to use and not just disregard. So there are some solutions to bring you back to the present. You need to stop comparing today to yesterday. Every day is a new day and a fresh beginning. I wake up every morning totally grateful for the beginning of a new day, for the beginning of new chances, the beginning of a new life, and opportunities that I have. Do not refer to yourself as who you were in the past, because the past is not you. It does not define you. Do not even define yourself as what happened yesterday. It's an illusion of the real you. If you find yourself defining yourself by your limitations, thinking the same old patterns, or speaking self-defeating words, you need to stop and tell yourself, I am not that person anymore. Reinventing yourself to greatness is the journey of change, from a caterpillar to a beautiful butterfly. It's letting go of things that you are familiar with, to be replaced by new things. It's shedding some of the layers of who you are and acquire new ones. It's letting go of things that you hold on for comfort because it's the only thing that you know, no matter how hard or how miserable it makes you. The most difficult process is not the letting go, but actually the holding on, as this is where your comfort is. You're familiar with what you do, have, or feel, even if it's not a good thing, even if it's painful. It's what you know. It's who you are familiar with. It's what feels comfortable to you, even if it's uncomfortable. The devil that you know, right? Scientific research shows that anyone can create new habit from 21 to 30 days, as long as they go through the process of change, doing same step consciously and with persistence in the same manner. It becomes an automatic reflex or habit. The brain is capable of creating new pavement pathways, to change routes, to creating new subroutes and channels. It's the beauty of what we call neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity is the brain's ability to recognize itself by forming, not only recognize, but reorganize itself by forming new neural connections between neurons throughout your life. To adjust the neural activities in response to new situation or changes in the environment. It has even been used with success for injuries or even diseases. In simple words, it's like having a bypass surgery. You bypass the affected artery or vein to connect it with a healthier one. That's what neuroplasticity does to your brain. That is why the need to change has to come from you and you have to have a deep desire to do it. If not, you stay in a relationship that you know is sucking the life out of you, or you either with a partner or with friends that are so toxic that leave you with no energy. You stay in a job that you know you hate. You stay in a weight that you dread. You become part of that things that says the devil that you know. You develop your security blankets and you settle for a life that makes you miserable, frustrated, and drained. When you do actually deny yourself the worthiness that you are, you deny yourself a life that is at your fingertips to grab, that it's so close that you can have it. You deny yourself happiness. I do not know one person, one single person, that doesn't want to be happy, no matter how happiness is defined by them or no matter how they define happiness. I am not promising you that the reinvent yourself to greatness is about making you a millionaire. And it's not about making you a CEO. Only you can do that. And it's not about you not doing anything and still changing you. It's not about pushing you around if you don't want to be someone else that you are not. It is simply a self-help system to let you become who you're meant to be, if that means you live in a tent or a reservation or being at the top honcho in your industry or become a real estate mogul or teach kindergarten in school or volunteer your time to help abused women or children or even a combination of all that. It's really up to you. It is about metamorphosing you to who you always deep inside wanted to be, even if you're not sure who you want to be or what you need to do. Sounds confusing, I know. It's about shedding those shackles that are holding you down to become who you want to be, not who others think you should be. And there is a huge difference. To become successful and happy in your own terms, in your own definition, no matter what it is. When you are at that crossroad of your life where you are ready to make the change and choose a path to achieve self-actualization, you're likely to feel a lot of excitation, exhilaration, yet within all that excitement, you can become confused, fearful, and anxious. It's normal. It's okay. Choosing to live a better life that you deserve is a life-changing decision. Being fearful is normal. Having fear is okay, is what you do with that fear. So the first step is realize that you hold the keys to your kingdom. You hold the lock and the key at the same time. No one can make you feel or do anything that you don't want to feel or do not want to make, no matter what the circumstances are. You have the power on how you react. Notice the word react to whatever happens to you. You might not control what happens to you, but you control how you react. Until you get a sense of that and you believe that, basically a sense of yourself, and accept responsibility for everything that is happening to you, your journey of reinvention will not be based on a strong foundation. And without a strong foundation, no matter how big your house is, it will crumble with time. Look at where you are today. That is a result of not having a good foundation. I have learned to take responsibility of everything that happens to me. No one can make me feel a way that I don't want to feel. No one can make me feel bad about myself unless I want to feel bad about myself. If I didn't learn to love myself the proper way, no one will be able to love me the way I want them to love me. If I didn't respect myself the proper way, no one will know how to respect me. So I'm sharing this with you, and believe me, it wasn't easy for me to come here. I went through so much pain and tears and years, you know, sometimes of not liking myself, even hating myself, and asking myself, why am I so miserable? And I blamed everybody. I blamed everything. And without even knowing that, I was just playing a victim. And victims have no place in this life, unfortunately. They will always be miserable. And I know you are here. You're listening to me because you're not a victim. You don't want to be there anymore. You want to be better. You want to be happy. You want to be successful, no matter what success means to you, no matter how big or small. You're here because of that. And I salute you for that. No one can make you whole except you. I was single for the longest time. In my head, it was the easiest way not to get hurt. And I didn't want to date the wrong guys that I attracted anymore. I always blamed them to be the wrong guys. They were the wrong guys for me. But I picked them. I had to start letting go of past failures and allow myself to love myself so I can allow others to love me the way that is right. Few months later, I met my husband. That is the best thing that ever happened to me in my life. And we have been together for over 16 years now. As long as I played the victim role and blamed everybody and everyone else for my misery, I would cloud my soul and would fail to attract the right man. Till one day, I decided to go to therapy. And I just had to make a full stop and kind of reset my brain so I can have the new way to look at things in my life. So let's start pouring the cement on our new pathways of your strong foundation together. This is your challenge of the week. The first step, start a gratitude journal. Write everything you're grateful for. Write one thing that you're grateful for in your life every morning. Write one thing you're grateful for every night. Try to do some breathing. Start even with 1 minute, then increase it to 2, then to 3, till you're able to do 5 minutes. Write one situation that you felt resilient once a week. Write one hurdle you overcame that was difficult once a week. Have yourself a date with yourself once a week, maybe Sunday night, and read all the things you're grateful for. You will realize how many positive things are going on in your life that you need to be grateful for. So get a journal, write one grateful thing in the morning, one grateful thing at the in the evening. Write once a week a hurdle or an obstacle that you overcame. Write one thing, one situation that you felt resilient with once a week. And do some breathing techniques. That's the first step. The second step, define your boundaries, meaning your rules of engagement or your non-negotiables. We talked about that before, but let me explain what they mean. Basically, who you are at the core. Look at what defined you for the longest time. Do you want to keep it going? Do you want to change it in part or as a whole? Do you want to change bits and pieces? Do you want to change most of it? You basically will start putting the blueprint for your future and how you want to define yourself in pure clarity. So others are clear also about you, who you are, and what you are becoming. I found out that the best way to tackle big things is to deconstruct them, peeling layers apart and divide them to smaller pieces, basically demystifying them one by one. So let's put clarity on what we mean by these rules. What do I mean by boundaries? Boundaries is how do you want people to treat you? What would you accept and what would you not accept? What do you want to be handled first? Most importantly, what are your boundaries with yourself? What would you allow yourself to do? How would you allow yourself to talk to yourself, to treat yourself, to love yourself, allow yourself to do and not to do? What boundaries will you push and what boundaries will you keep? Question: if you were your friend, how would you treat yourself? Meaning, if you were your friend, how would you treat them? And that tells you how you want to treat yourself. The rules of engagement is basically how you want other people to deal with you. What will be your guidelines? What and how you would allow them to approach you? How will you resolve your personal conflicts? And how will you resolve them with others? Will respect be the base? Will love be the base? Will win-win be the base? Which is most important to you? The non-negotiables are what are your very core values that no matter what happens, they will never go against, even if it means that you have to go through a lot of trouble. Even if it means losing things or someone that is dear to you. It's not about being self-righteous. It's about living your true north, living through your moral compass. It's not religious. It's not social norms. It's what makes sense to you and only you. That you feel if you will break them, you will lose yourself, and you're not about to do that. Growing up in a culture where you had to have respect for older people, people in power, and people in authority, even if they didn't deserve it, especially being a female, I felt like I had to please everyone around me, at my expense, no matter how hard it was on me or on my soul. I just had to be liked by everyone, no matter what it took. So at certain times, I would get hurt or feel disrespected. But I would let go because I had to be respectful to fit into the picture, into the frame of that little girl that is polite, raised properly by her parents, where the Catholic nuns were able to forge these important values in me. Only later in life that I started realizing that no matter what I did, there is no way that everyone will like or love me. The best part is getting to know that it's perfectly all right. It's perfectly okay. I'm fine with that. My mantra in life is whatever anyone is thinking about me is none of my business. Based on the fact that I do my best to be respectful, empathetic, honest to others and to myself. I learned that it's okay to agree to disagree in a real deep fashion, not the superficial way people do to get out of an uncomfortable situation or conversation. I build my boundaries, even with my parents, being the ever-loving, giving, respectful daughter and still keeping these fine lines drawn in the sand. When you set your boundaries, it becomes clear what your non-negotiables are and vice versa. I actually did a lot, did let a client with a high paycheck go because I was asked not to necessarily do what I was hired to do, but just to agree with whatever was wrong or even if I knew at my core that it was wrong. It wasn't an easy decision. The money that I would lose was a lot. If I agreed, that meant in my mind the beginning of the end. The beginning of me losing myself in the future. So I took the decision to let them go. I did it with grace. And so we left in a very good, friendly, mutual way. So the challenge that I have for you now, that I started to talk about it around the mid of the episode, is this. Think about all the three definitions that you have. What are your boundaries? What are your rules of engagement? And what are your non-negotiables? That is what we're calling the challenge. It's a step for your self-discovery journey to reinvent yourself to greatness. This is the most difficult step of the whole journey. Together with the first step will take most of the time, and it's the foundation of who you want to become. Once done, everything will fall with ease, grace into place, like building stories in a home after solidifying the base. The third step is know who you are and the value that you bring to this world. This is essential for your branding, mainly your self-branding to reinvent yourself externally. Many people identify themselves as the teacher, the engineer, the doctor, the manager, the parent. All these are titles. Their jobs, including the parent title. Your job title or position is not who you are. Your business card doesn't define who you are or your identity. It's not who you are as a whole human being. Many become their own prisoners, drawing their own cage, if you want, with every letter in these titles. I had an ex-boss that worked for the same company for more than 28 years. And then, due to the economy, they let her go. It has been over 8 years, and she is still imprisoned in that job, feeling a victim and feeling how they let her go, how there was no loyalty, and how she used to do this. She would even buy cars that will fit her position, buy suits that will fit what she does. Everything in her life revolved around her title and her position. And now that she lost that, she totally lost her identity. Which is really sad. She's a great woman and she just felt lost. I know it's not easy and you do not go to bed one night and wake up the second morning the new you. I know because I came from a culture that also has put value to your life, to life and titles, no matter who you are. A culture that gave immediate respect for people that had authority or held a certain title like a doctor. I remember the first day I was in pre-med. We had to carry a white coat for the lab. And just because I had it on my hand going back and forth from college, people were already calling me doctor and had that respect that came with the title, which in my mind, it's really sad. That being said, I want you to start thinking about the personal value that you bring to the world, no matter, like I said, how small you think it is. Even if it's just caring about children, start valuing yourself as what you offer as value, not as you always identified yourself. You created value in any job you held, in any project you were part of, including being a parent. It's not the job or the project that give you your value. It's the other way around. And you need to start thinking about it that way. It was your ability to commit and perform that brought you the value. Till you see this, it will not be easy to move forward. There are a few preliminary steps to think about even before you actually start your reinvention journey. Know that it will not be easy. You'll be facing your own demons and fears. It's quite all right. It's normal human being behavior. Reinventing yourself is about the never-ending learning journey of your life. So we talked about the journey, the beginning, the end, the gap, and how to get there. So I want you to start planning for your future and fill your heart and mind with courage. I'm going to remind you with the challenge this week. Get a gratitude journal. Write one thing you're grateful for in the morning, one at the night. During the week, write one obstacle that you overcame and one obstacle that you persisted in going through it. Have an appointment with yourself at the end of the week, maybe Sunday night, and look at all the positive things that you have in your life to be grateful for. And that by itself should send positive thoughts to your brain. And it kind of replaces the negative thinking, the beginning of replacing the negative thinking in your brain to positive. Write down your boundaries, your non-negotiables, and your rules of engagement. I know it's a lot to ask from you. If you share your homework with me at info@reinventyourself.com, I will give you 20 minutes free coaching session. Just let me know. I would be more than happy to share that with you. Even if each one of you did it and send it to me, I promise I will give you 20 minutes free coaching session. This is the end of the episode. Till we meet next time. have a limitless, no boundary life. And we'll meet next Wednesday at 6 p.m. This is Sahar Andrade, over and out.